Hamilton, the box office smash hit, is in Hartford this week. And one of the actors appearing in the show actually was a student at the Greater Hartford Academy of the Arts. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, Trey Frazier is giving back to his former school with a Hamilton masterclass.
Trey Frazier saw his very first musical on the Bushnell stage, and soon he'll be performing on it. He's now trying to find his groove as he rehearses for his debut.
Everyone's just been so helpful. Everyone knows how important the work is that we're doing. And everyone seems to be very clear about how lucky we are to be where we are right now, too. So I'm having a great time.
But before he gets on the stage for a role he's yet to make public, Frazier is taking a few hours to give back. He says he owes it to the Academy because his instructors pushed him toward a career in musical theater and ultimately led him to pursue a bachelor's degree in musical theater from Baldwin-Wallace University in Ohio.
I think the biggest problem with the musical theater industry in general is that we are so obsessed with labels and figuring out where I fit, what's my type, what am I this, how do I fit into this box. And Academy really kind of told me to just don't worry about being in any sort of box, just be the most authentic me that I can be. I took that with me to my college auditions, and it worked out really well.
That's a message that Frazier wants to stress to the teenagers who go to the Academy. Before Victoria Santiago got to take the class, she was already inspired by Frazier. She says, particularly with an alum in the show, Hamilton fever is taking over the school.
He was in my position, and if you work hard towards your goal, you'll be able to achieve it, and that's what I want to do.
She's a sophomore at the Academy. Santiago has danced for 14 years, and now she says that Frazier can help her with what she thinks she does best, feeling the music.
One thing I want to pick up is how to put your emotions into dance, not just dance without your heart into it. And I think he does a great job at it.
Santiago's in the front row as Frazier shows her and her classmates the famous My Shot sequence from Hamilton. He's teaching them choreography as he picked it up when he auditioned for the show in New York. In Hamilton, as Frazier would say it, the choreography is embedded in the music. He says there's an emphasis on lyrics corresponding to music, not necessarily on beat counts. The play was choreographed by Andy Blankenbuehler.
Every tiny little detail has meaning, has emotion, has intent, and, you know, Andy Blankenbuehler was very meticulous about where in the show he wanted things to be very subtle or in your face or just very calm and relaxed.
Hamilton has reached audiences, particularly young people, in a way that no other play has in contemporary times. That's because of the music and the power behind every lyric. It's how Lin-Manuel Miranda was able to modernize the story of a young revolutionary named Alexander Hamilton. Earlier in college, Frazier really wanted to be in another Miranda musical. He auditioned for In the Heights, but didn't get the part. He also wasn't cast in Bring It On, but he didn't quit.
Not being cast in those shows made me think, well, I'll never get to be in Hamilton. I'll never get to work with those people. But in the end, I ended up saying, no, this is where I belong. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to make that happen. And here I am.
Hamilton runs in Hartford for 23 shows until December 30th. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.